Today, I'm joined by Vicki Davis. She's the FFA advisor for the Golden Valley FFA chapter in Merced, California. Vicki, tell us how you became involved in FFA and how long you've been involved.
I became involved in FFA when I was a member in FFA in my local high school back in Apple Valley, California. I took the FFA classes as a freshman and participated in the different FFA opportunities outside of the classroom, since the FFA was integral and embedded in the classroom. So I became active in SAE projects and leadership by holding chapter offices, so much so that it inspired me to want to continue beyond high school and begin a college career path to achieve my bachelor degree from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo that allowed me to become the high school educator that I am today, FFA advisor. And I've been doing this now for 21 years.
What's one of your favorite memories or highlights from your time so far as an FFA advisor?
I have several different memories as an FFA advisor at the different schools that I worked at, from Chowchilla, California, FFA, Atwater, and Merced, Golden Valley. I think some of my favorite memories are seeing students in the classroom that have never had a background in agriculture, and to see them become engaged and inspired by things that we offer in our agriculture program, in the FFA program. And importantly, I think we're lucky here in California, as California's industry of agriculture, you know, is a driving force in our economy. So seeing that take place is one of my favorite memories, other than us participating in every new day. Every new school year is different. And I think as an educator, by us reaching each of our students and trying to inspire them to be the best they can be at their own personal level is my best memory. I mean, other than the obvious ones that we see when our students achieve and win awards and plaques and see them succeed.
What's something that you would say is unique about your FFA chapter?
Something unique about Golden Valley FFA chapter here would be that our program is located in one of the top ag production counties in California, ranking us here at number one in Merced. But looking at our school and where we are located more in the inner city. So we have a lot of students in our program, believe it or not, that have no background in agriculture, even though we're surrounded with agriculture in our community. And our ag department takes pride because we are a program that's working toward making sure our students have the ability going to teaching them through computers, a one-to-one. So our goal is to get our students laptops and teaching them through the use of paperless, through computer technology. We specialize here at Golden Valley in science and technology, and we have several partnerships within our community with our local agribusinesses where we're taking and training students good competent skills, giving them good work skills, and we're letting them take and apply those by either interning or going out and serving their company to learn job skills through our internship program.
Well, this past year, you received the Honorary American Degree Teacher Award. What did receiving this honor mean to you?
When I first heard of being awarded this degree, it came as a total shock because I had a bunch of people Facebook me telling me congratulations, and I had no idea that our State Department thought so much of the things that I've done here in my career to nominate me. So being honored with that nomination was a wonderful feeling, overwhelming, and I couldn't believe that they chose me, because getting this degree or getting this award is the highest in the FFA Association for honorary. So it meant more than words can say. And going back to the Nationals and receiving the award and seeing all of my fellow teachers be awarded this, not just in the state of California, but nationally, and hearing their stories and talking with them means a lot. Not just for our program, but for us as teachers and what we do with our products that we work with every day, our students. And I hope to make an impact and hopefully instill in the students that I work with in FFA to take and understand the importance of agriculture in their life, whether or not they're in a job position or working directly with ag, that they appreciate what we do and what we have to offer.
Well, I really enjoyed talking with you, Vicki. Thank you so much for sharing your FFA experience with us. That was Vicki Davis, FFA advisor for the Golden Valley FFA chapter in Merced, California.